KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for joining us here on ABQ Connect. We are having a good day. I want to thank Holly Slade and Dave Slade and Associates Realtors. They are sponsors of the programming here on KNKT and ABQ Connect. Call Holly and her team at 342-8100 when you first start thinking about selling your home or buying a new one. Holly Slade and Dave Slade and Associates, doing business by the book. Reach them at 342-8100 or Holly on the web at abqhomeseeker.com. It is my pleasure to introduce to you City Councilor Clarissa Pena and Luis Hernandez. He is with the West Central Community Development Group, and they've got some exciting stuff going on in the west side of Albuquerque. Welcome to ABQ Connect.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting us to be here today.
Yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun. I told you off air when you first walked in here, I'm embarrassed that I've lived in Albuquerque almost my entire life, and we're talking about a community that's 10 miles away, and I don't know anything going on. So it's a blessing that you're here. I want to start, Councillor Pena, talk to us about your constituents on the west side. I want to know something special about your community.
Oh, so I represent District 3, which is everything south of Central, west of the river, and the incorporated areas of the city. And what's best about my constituents in the area I represent is that it's the best area in the city of Albuquerque to live.
Hands down.
Hands down. Well, and most of us don't. I mean, you know, you can go to somebody that's lived in the Northeast Heights. Mm-hmm. I was raised in the Northeast Heights, and then I went to the North Valley to raise my family. Spent a lot of time in Corrales, mm-hmm. But I've not really spent very much time out at the West Central area where you're about to build the Route 66 Visitor Center. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'll say this. This is a project that has been a long time coming. 29 years. It's been part of a discussion, a community discussion, on how to revitalize the area, how to spur economic growth and development in the area, and as the years have gone by, it's been constantly pushed and pushed. But thanks to folks like Councilor Pena, before she was the councilor, she did a lot of great work in terms of advocating for dollars to build the facility. And so here we are. We're very excited. The county announced the contractor for the project, and it was approved by the county commission. And so now the word is out, and not just in Albuquerque, not just in New Mexico, the word is out around the world that Albuquerque is building a brand new Route 66.
There is kind of a mystique, isn't there, about Route 66? You know, which is old. Now, I've been here a really long time, so I've been in Albuquerque since before they built I-40.
Oh, wow.
And so you had to drive all the way down Central when you were coming through Albuquerque. And, of course, we all saw changes,
yeah.
Some not too positive, especially up in kind of the southeast area of town and, mm-hmm. and some of the areas around Louisiana, and I know that the city is working hard to redevelop all of that and to take care of all of those communities. But today we're focusing on this West Side community. My grandmother, God rest her soul, lived at 63rd Street in Blue Water, mm-hmm. which is just a block away from where you guys are talking about. So I spent a lot of time riding my bike as a very young child. I mean, 5 to 10 years old, I rode my bike everywhere, and it was completely, totally safe.
Absolutely.
You know, in those days. And I know you want that to be, Councilor Pena, you want it to be that way again.
Actually, I think that the southwest area of Albuquerque is still very, very safe. I think that there's perceptions about the area that aren't accurate. You know, like I said, it's probably the best place in the city to live. If you're from the area, you know, it has a rich history and culture with many of its people and the area, that parts of it that predate the city of Albuquerque. So we have families that go back generationally. And so, you know, I think with any area of the city of Albuquerque, you know, there's areas where people feel that it's maybe not as safe as it could be. But in the Southwest Albuquerque, I think we still do. I live right there just down the street from where you just described. And we've been there, I think, over 30 years. And again, it's probably the best neighborhood in the city of Albuquerque.
Yeah. No, I don't disagree. I mean, I've seen a lot of commercial redevelopment, especially there at Central and Coors. There's just been all kinds of construction. The counselor, you obviously have had to have something to do with that.
Well, there's a lot of good things happening on Central. You know, there's a few other counselors that abut Central, and everybody's working really hard because, as you stated, you know, prior to the interstate being built, that's the way we got across the country. And there was a lot of commerce, a lot of jewelry making, a lot of small mom and pops, motels. And when the interstate was built, it drove people off of the historic road, right? So, you know, through that, lots of decline has resulted as a part of that, you know. So the city, we're investing a lot of dollars just to try to help to revitalize different segments. You've seen Nob Hill with what they've done and where it used to be. And, you know, I know Councillor Harris is working really hard on the East Mountain area in terms of the entrance in, and then the downtown area. Councillor Benton, you know, sometimes we see what still needs to be fixed, but there's really a lot that he's done to help revitalize it there by the biopark. And if you see all the reinvestment that's been made there. And then, of course, along West Central, myself and community members have been the drivers behind a lot of the revitalization that you see there, the enhancements, whether you support art or not, you know, that brought plenty of investment into the area. And, there's a new library, a fire station, lots of shopping centers that are springing up. And then, of course, with the anticipated visitor center, we feel like this is going to be the catalyst that kind of brings it all together and encourages people to get off the interstate and visit the historic route. And also for locals to come to the west side like you and to revisit and see all the exciting things that are happening there. And then nationally, you know, it's really a destination for many people, kind of like the Cadillac Ranch. We're going to have a neon sign park there, and we're looking forward to that being the new kind of iconic area that people come and stop and get off and see about everything Albuquerque has to offer. You know, that's one thing that I feel that we haven't kind of capitalized on. We have lots of great people like yourself, a really good friend of mine that actually teaches at Alamosa Elementary School, Mr. Petey Gibson, who, you know, Johnny Tapia.
Gibbs, we a good have, buddy of mine.
Mine too. and anyway, he, and you know, just with Johnny Tapia, the Unsers, who are now board members of the West Central Group. Yep. So, you know, there's a lot of exciting things happening in the city of Albuquerque. We have some things that challenges that we still have to tackle, but I'm proud to say that I'm from here.
Yeah. Luis, the West Central Community Development Group is going to manage this project. Tell us a little bit about the group and what's going to go into the visitor center.
Sure, absolutely. So the group is comprised of 15 board members, an all-volunteer board, On paper, we call it June 2007, but off paper, the work was really started in 2004. We were doing some research not too long ago. But, the mission of the West Central Group is to revitalize the West Central Corridor, right? Make it a livable place for everybody, right? And with that, we do that in a couple of different ways. One of those ways is through the Route 66 project in the Visitor Center. And so for us, it's an opportunity to be able to showcase, you know, our rich culture and history, that is the West Central Corridor. But even more so to display some of the rich culture and history that is Albuquerque, that is New Mexico, right, that you'll never find in any other stretch of the Route 66, right? You'll find it only here. And so the plan is the center is a multi-use facility. It of course will have the Route 66 Museum. We're working hard on curating a lot of the memorabilia that will go into the facility. I'm not gonna let the cat out of the bag just yet.
The Unsers know a little bit about building cool museums too, don't they?
Absolutely.
They do. And recently joined our board. So we're grateful that they are part of this process, and we're grateful because they have a long history on the Route 66, even before Al was racing cars.
I don't know if he'll be mad at me, but I think he was racing cars down Central a few times too. back in the old days.
He did tell us something about that.
Hey, we're not recommending that for anybody today. We want to, go the speed limit, be careful.
Absolutely.
But there was a wild hair among a lot of those unchers, trust me.
They're a good group of folks, but I can imagine how rowdy they were back in the day.
Oh yeah. Well, I just think things were a little bit different. Probably not a whole lot of density in terms of numbers of businesses and homes and things. Now we've got, lots of little ones running around, and you really want that. You want families. I am familiar with virtually every high school, because having been a basketball guy, I've spent a lot of time at Rio Grande. They're a little bit farther south from when you're, but they just went through a big remodel. I mean, that school's as beautiful as any school there is around.
It sure is.
And a lot of their graduates and a lot of the people that live in that community went to Rio Grande.
Yeah.
Yes.
And some West Mesa.
Yep.
Right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So, two great, great high schools, great communities, great traditions. I'm interested what you said, Counselor, about the neon art. Because we have some artists that's what they do. And people don't even know that exists here.
Yeah. So it's real exciting. We just learned, actually, I'm sure Luis was going to mention this as he proceeded to speak, but I'll go ahead and talk about it, is that we just recently had a few other folks join as board members of the West Central Community Development Group, which are the Garcias, and one in particular is Carlos Garcia. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you're familiar with it's actually Garcia Automotive, but what they're doing is they're actually saving much of the neon signs that we have around Albuquerque and around our state and throughout the country. So they've actually amassed a tremendous collection of neon signs. And so when the West Central Group had the idea of actually adding the sign graveyard, we kind of were concerned, thinking, well, we don't want to replicate or can't replicate what they're doing. But, I said, well, what we should do is reach out to them, and I'm sure they would probably want to be a partner. So absolutely. So with the neon park that we're doing, talk about Cadillac Ranch and how iconic that is. And when you're traveling down the route, how people want to stop and visit there. We envision that there, and the Garcias kind of are adopting that. Mm-hmm. So they're the ones that are going to be figuring out what goes there, and they'll be donating signs. And so we're real excited about that partnership and how we connect with them. So once people get off the interstate and see these wonderful signs that we have, we just point them in the direction to see, go to where they can see many more.
Right, yeah. Right. This is tremendous. I love it very much. City Councilor Clarissa Pena in studio, Luis Hernandez. He is with the Westside, West Central Community Development Group. We're talking about the Route 66 Visitor Center and redevelopment on, West Central. Really a neat project. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and creation researcher with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, what can you tell me about Neanderthal man?
Chris, from a biblical perspective, Neanderthal man was a human just like me or you. They evidently were an ethnic group that migrated away from Babel, living in very harsh conditions, but were human nonetheless. Archaeological discoveries have shown that they used agriculture, they buried their dead, they had art, musical instruments, they were humans just like me and you. Those who assigned them to subhuman categories suggested that they didn't have the right kind of hands to use tools, but a recent study has shown that they had thumb and forefingers just like ours, with just as much dexterity. In every sense, they were as human as you and me, descendants of Noah, souls for whom Christ died. Going back to Genesis makes all the data fit so well.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
A Harvest America moment with Pastor Greg Laurie.
God has given us these blessings that we experience as Christians to share. You are blessed to be a blessing. And you need to take what God has given you to other people. And if you don't, listen to me, you will stagnate spiritually. You have a choice. You can evangelize or you can fossilize. And if you only take in and you never share your faith, it's detrimental to you spiritually. Listen to this. A new believer needs an older believer in their life to stabilize them. An older believer needs a younger believer in their life to energize them. Do it for your own good.
Impact your world with the gospel by knowing God and making Him known. Connect with Pastor Greg Laurie and sign up to receive his free daily devotion emails. To get started, visit harvest.org today.
Robert Orban is an American humorist who wrote, "We have enough people who tell it like it is. Now we could use a few people who tell it like it can be." In a nutshell, he defined my mission in life as a preacher of the gospel, telling people how life can be when they know Jesus Christ. But to know how life can be, you first have to tell it like it is. The good news is only good if you know the bad news as well. Bad news and good news are the two sides of the biblical coin. Either without the other is only half the biblical message. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's complete gospel on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66, start your journey home today.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for staying with us on ABQ Connect. We're having a good time this afternoon talking about the Route 66 Visitor Center in West Central Community Development Corporation. Luis Hernandez is part of that organization, and City Councilor Clarissa Pena has joined us as well. I am just blessed that you're both here, and we're talking about that. Luis, tell us a little bit more about the center, who you're hoping will use it. I'm envisioning quinceañeras and other kinds of things going on at the center.
Well, you know, it's to be said that the folks that live and work on West Central, well, they certainly like to have a good time on West Central, right? And
yes,
so,
yes.
The facility, the venue itself is pointed in two directions, if you will, right? We want to appeal to our local people here in Albuquerque. We want to make sure that they know that the facility is available for those types of functions. It will also have an outdoor amphitheater so that we can, provide live music and theater.
Music,
yeah,
love
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. And of course, Route 66 would not be if there was not a drive-in theater. And so, the topography of the parking lot itself, is set up in a way that it naturally, provides that venue for us to host, those drive-in movies. So,
I love that.
And here's the thing. That was part of the conversation back 29 years ago, right? And so, so that's in place for all of our locals right now. We will also want to appeal to the international, and national traveler. Rutgers put out a study, back in, 2010, and it talked about, the economic impact that a center like this would make in a community, right? And so we're hoping that with both the locals as well as the national, international traveler, that that we're going to really make a great economic impact, here in the entire city of Albuquerque, not just the West Central, but we feel and we believe that once we pull those people off the highway, that they're going to continue down the path of the Route 66, and they're going to be able to go out to the petroglyphs. They're going to be able to go, to the botanical gardens. They'll be able to go to the Atomic Museum. All these great things, like you mentioned at the start, all these great things that we have here in Albuquerque, right, that sometimes go unnoticed, right? We feel like it's our opportunity to be able to showcase the city, right? And that applies to both locals and international travelers.
It does. Is Route 66 that story, that storied of a route that people internationally know about it?
You know, it is. In the study that was done by Rutgers University, majority of travelers on the Route 66 are international travelers.
Yes.
I was watching a TV program, and they happened to come upon a group of bikers, Harley bikers, right? That were here from Germany, and this is a group of about 25 people that came to travel the Route 66. And so these groups come often, and they start in Chicago, and they go the entire route on motorcycle.
Yeah. I'm intrigued by this drive-in thing because I have five children.
Yeah.
My oldest is 29 and my youngest is 20. They have no idea what a drive-in is. Yeah. Now, I'm not so sure that's a bad thing. I got in trouble at the drive-in myself. But, the truth is when we had drive-ins over by where like the Rio Century Theater is now, off of 25, that used to be a drive-in theater. And what we used to have fun doing is we would take our pickup trucks, obviously during the summer, mm-hmm. and we would pull in. In those days, you had to pull a speaker that went, with terrible sound. But I remember right before it was all bulldozed and turned into, the business development it is today, they had figured out the technology how to have you listen to your own radio.
Your own radio, yes.
And there was a radio frequency that so you could listen to the stereo. Yeah. I mean, that was like revolutionary.
And then they closed them.
That's right, and then they closed them. But it was just fun because we could sit in the back of the truck and set up lawn chairs and we'd hang out. I mean, we spent very little time watching the movies and more time just talking and having fun, but it's going to be really fun to see that.
You know, it is, and you're absolutely right. Over this past summer, we had an opportunity to work with Bernalillo County to do movies in the parking lot. And, it was the family getting together and we hung out. We sat down, we ate, we waited 2 hours for a movie to come on. And once it was on, everybody kind of fell asleep in the,
yes,
but we spent time together. And really that's what this facility is a way to bring the community together, bring those families together, so that they can enjoy, the amenities that are going to be up there. They can enjoy, the nostalgia of the museum, whether they're there for their quinceañera or for a wedding or maybe during the week for a business conference.
Yes.
The views up there are amazing. Anytime you drive in from the west, and you hit that peak.
Mm-hmm. I will say as a lifer here, that driving into the city from the west is just beautiful, especially at night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's much more beautiful than coming in up from the south.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's just you're looking out over, the twinkling lights and it's extra special. And the views from there during the day. Really nice.
Yeah, you can see the Sandias, the Manzano Mountains, the Sangre de Cristo. You can, really, and the lights just span all the way down to Los Lunas, Belen, Bernalillo. It's just amazing.
Yeah. Councillor Pena, you're involved in politics.
Just
thank you for your service. Because I have to say, I've been putting out some things on Facebook that we need to pray for our leadership. Doesn't matter whether we agree with them or don't agree with them, but we need to pray for you. And I want you to know our listeners will pray for you. They will thank you. They will, appreciate, the hard work. That doesn't mean they're always going to agree with what you think, but tell us what you've envisioned for Albuquerque. Are you seeing us going to be able to come back from COVID?
Absolutely. I'm actually excited what the future holds, with the vaccine out there, and hopefully everybody's signing up to get vaccinated. I think the quicker we do that, the quicker that we move to a new sense of normalcy and just moving the city forward in terms of, there's a lot of upheaval right now in terms of just, from the Black Lives Matter to COVID to just crime in our community and our sense of community or lack thereof. But I really think that Albuquerque is resilient. I think that, again, I mean, I'm just going to sound corny by continuing to say it, but I really think that Albuquerque is a very unique place in our city and our nation, and its people what is going to make our city better. And we're going to bridge that gap. We're going to move forward. And I think our economy is going to thrive and we're really going to be in a better place and maybe a better understanding of each other. I think some of the outcry has been that people feel like they're not listened to or not being heard. And I think that, sometimes with anything, confronting those challenges are what help make us better.
What's been really fun for me this afternoon, and I apologize, we've already blown through our whole half an hour. So I that just lets me be motivated to ask you to come back on the show. But what I've liked most about our interview today is how the Route 66 Visitor Center is going to be directing people out into our community. Yes. And supporting other businesses and our other things to see. I mean, we have a lot to see in our great state. So
mm-hmm.
I appreciate you both. Luis, when can we see the Visitor Center open? What's the goal?
Well, we're going to look at probably about a year out from now,
okay.
Give or take, right?
Okay.
Groundbreaking will be on February 20th. We'll have information for folks if they want to visit us at wcccdg.org.
And you might want to do a live remote from there.
Yeah, absolutely. Councillor Pena.
How about that?
Luis, absolutely. We'll commit to it right now.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you for joining us today on ABQ
Thank
Connect.
Thank you.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.